Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Blues have officially named Drew Bannister as their permanent head coach. He was the interim coach, and this morning he was named the non-interim. He was named the permanent head coach. The voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, joins us now. And Kerbs, thank you very much for filling in for me yesterday. You did an admirable job as always, and I appreciate it. How are you doing?
Randy, I'm doing well. We nailed the fight for you. That I felt was the most pressure part of the show.
Thank you. It took the pressure off of me. Thanks for doing that. I appreciate it.
Hey, and I only needed one lifeline, too.
Oh, there you go. See, you're all over it. This is great.
Yeah.
So no surprise that Drew Bannister is named the permanent head coach of the Blues. He'll get them in training camp. What do you think the biggest thing with Bannister? And let me preface this by saying I think that Bannister did a good job of connecting with the young players, and it is becoming a younger and younger man's game. So that's what I think he did best, is getting more out of the young players than I think they were giving. What do you think he did best?
Well, I think the first thing he did when he came in was, it was very clear with Doug Armstrong's press conference that he wanted accountability. And after that press conference, I walked with Doug back to or towards Doug's office, and I said, "Can I ask you a quick question?" He said, "Yes." I go, "How are you defining accountability? What can a coach do when these players know?" One, they're getting paid great, too. They know that some of them can't be moved, all that kind of stuff. He said ice time. It just comes down to ice time. If a guy's not cutting it, you don't put him on the power play. If he's not cutting it, you don't play him in the third period, that kind of thing. And I think what we saw throughout Drew's tenure as the interim head coach was he didn't have a problem no matter who it was on the team. And it started really with that the game when he basically benched Pavel Buchnevich in the third period. On the Florida trip, that you saw that accountability happen. We would later see it with Thomas. We'd see it with Kyrou. And I think that those things resonate with the players. And by the way, I got to go back to that. I absolutely love the way that Pavel Buchnevich handled it when that happened. You know, he came up the next day. He says, "No, I absolutely deserve to be benched. I was awful." You know, like Drew did his job. Pavel did his job, sent the message as a leader on a team and moved forward. So to me, I think that's one of the biggest things he did. And then, look, when you end up 11 games over 500 in that stretch for a team that for the previous 100 games had been below 500, I think that has to carry some weight.
Kerbs, I know that we talked about it a lot yesterday, but I don't think it's a coincidence that after the Bruins advance that you have this news of Drew Bannister being named officially the head coach of the Blues. I know that we don't know who is on the very small list that Doug Armstrong mentioned, but is it safe to say that probably Jim Montgomery and him staying with the Bruins and them advancing has a lot to do with the decision?
Well, not knowing the exact answer to that, you know, and listening to what Doug Armstrong Brooks said at his season-ending presser, he said that the list had gotten down to a very short few, and a couple were still in the playoffs, you know, going that he might want to talk to. So that could lead you to a handful of people. And yes, Jimmy Montgomery, who did a really good job as an assistant coach here with the St. Louis Blues and has proven to be a good head coach both at the collegiate level and then, of course, in the NHL. I would think would have been on that short list. I would have to think. Now, you know, obviously them moving on did some things there. You see a lot of teams. Winnipeg now has a job opening. And you don't see a lot of teams rushing to fill these jobs with the normal names, the McClellans and stuff. I don't know what the next domino to fall. Is it Sheldon Keefe in Toronto? And then, you know, that fills there. You know, obviously there's reports now that Travis Green, who's leaving New Jersey, is going to be named the head coach of the Ottawa Senators. He had some decent success in Vancouver. you know, couldn't get the, after the change, couldn't get the Devils into the playoffs. So, you know, I started looking at this a little bit once the Blues made this announcement. You know, you've got Chris Knobloch that did a really good job taking over for the Edmonton Oilers and turning their season around. You know, this is a guy that did not play in the National Hockey League, you know, and eventually just went from 2 years, you know, it went from a head coach in the American Hockey League to this job. Same thing with Drew Bannister. Drew Bannister did 5 years of coaching in the St. Louis Blues organization. He's had a hand in a lot of the players that have come up over the last 5 years. And when you look at the fact that Doug Armstrong, again, a year ago said, I've got to get better at understanding the younger player of today, I think that has to lead into this coaching decision.
Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. Hey, Kerbs, one other note about the promotion of Drew Bannister. From a tactical standpoint, you mentioned that the power play improved. I wonder if there are things that once he gets this team together for a training camp that he'll change from a defensive tactical standpoint or on a special from a special team standpoint.
Yeah, I think there absolutely has to be that. You know, now whether... He did say at the end that the system that they were doing, you know, takes some time to work and takes some time to grow as a team. So whether he has tweaks and changes to build on what they're doing or whether he completely changes it, I guess we'll find out maybe at 11 o'clock or as we get into the offseason and have more conversations with him. But, you know, the reality is 5-on-5, there was not a difference between how they were playing under, at least in terms of the goals for, goals against, that aspect of things. There wasn't a huge difference between Bannister and Berube as head coach this season. So there's going to have to be some adjustments on that. Look, Randy, I think if you're being still very open, honest, and fair about this, I don't believe to this moment that it was a coaching problem with, you know, before the coaching change. I think there was a personnel problem. And you know, Drew Bannister got more out of these guys than Craig Berube was getting at the moment, but it still, you know, wasn't enough to get you into the playoffs at that point. And so do I still expect some roster changes? I do. Do I expect some patience from Doug Armstrong and to see this process? I 1,000% do. Mm-hmm. And Drew Bannister showed that he could be a pretty good leader of this group in that manner. And you got to listen. You got to be happy for a guy like this, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, mm-hmm. You pay your dues. And by the way, guys, like, you know, you go back when he became a head coach in junior hockey from 15 to 18. He went to round two twice. He lost in the finals the other time. You missed the playoffs a couple times. But the Blues and their, you know, the teams that they had in San Antonio were not good. Then you had the COVID years kick in. But coming out of COVID, he took the Springfield Thunderbirds to the finals. You know, right? So, like, he's shown that he can put some runs together. And I think he, like, I fully believe this. I love this aspect of sports. I think he's earned it. You know, he went, he paid his dues, he's earned it. And I think, and you got to look, when you get a chance like he did when he came in here, you put a record that had 30 wins and only 19 regulation losses together, you made it really hard on Doug Armstrong to say, I'm going to look elsewhere. And I think he deserves a lot of credit and a big congratulations for that.
Absolutely. Kerbs, thanks so much for the time.
Hey,
we appreciate it.
One more thing real quick, Randy. One more thing. I did a real quick thing looking at the top teams in the league here, mm-hmm. right? The Florida Panthers, coached by a guy that didn't play much in the NHL. The New York Rangers, LaViolette, won their division, coached by a guy that didn't play much in the NHL. The Dallas Stars, Pete DeBoer, coached by a guy that did not play in the NHL. The Edmonton Oilers, coached by a guy that did not play in the NHL. And Drew Bannister did play in the NHL. But it's a fascinating aspect when you look at some of the coaches that are finding success, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, good pull for you there. Thank you very much for that. And we'll talk soon. Thank you, sir.
Okay, guys. Have an awesome day.
You too. Appreciate it. Joining us on short notice, Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues, on the heels of the Blues, naming Drew Bannister as their permanent head coach.